Let's lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, talk some softball. Welcome in the first-year coach. Her team's 11-7, ranked 24th after 18 games in a month. They finally get a home series. Follow along on Twitter. The handle is her name, but you gotta spell it correctly. M-E-L-Y-S-S-A Lombardi. Melissa Lombardi joins us. Coach, how's life treating you these days?
It's good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. So you not only coached 21 years at Oklahoma, you went to school there, and while Norman not exactly known for its temperate climate, when you accepted this job here in Eugene, did you have any idea that our weather could be so downright nutty like this?
No, I did not. I thought it was just supposed to be beautiful all year round.
Well, I'll tell you what, if timing is everything, you picked an unbelievable spring to spend here. I've been here 29 years. I know it's a crazy question and unrelated, but mind is boggled. But, you know, whenever I get a first-time coach who has spent a substantial time somewhere else, I asked Mario Cristobal this. As someone who bled Oklahoma crimson and cream for a quarter century, so you get the job, you're a Duck. What do you do with all that Sooner gear you'd accumulated over the years?
Well, you know what? All those years I've been there, I have a lot of friends, and before I left, I put it in a pile and told them to take what they want.
That's great. As I mentioned earlier, you and your team have been on the road. You've been in California and Florida and Arizona. Now finally a series here in town. And certainly you, your staff, and these players found Oregon attractive because of the facilities. But what's been the feeling among the team, the staff, and you that you finally get to play real games at Jane Sanders Stadium?
We have all been waiting for this weekend. We got a little taste this fall and loved it. I got a big taste last April as an opponent and didn't love it. So I am really looking forward to tomorrow and opening up at the Jane.
We're talking with Oregon softball coach Melissa Lombardi. You know, I can't help but have the appreciate the irony of the first guests in your first home series as the head Duck. I don't have to tell you about Bedlam. Oklahoma State, who's done very well their 3 years under Kenny Gajewski. They're a top 20 team. What kind of challenges do your longtime rivals present this weekend?
I'm very familiar with Kenny. He's done an excellent job there at Oklahoma State. They're a great program. I think you'll see that they can swing for power. They can do small game. They pitch well. They have great defense. I think it'll be a good matchup, but I'm definitely very familiar with them.
I'm sure. Like I was going to say, nobody has to tell you about Bedlam on the diamond. Obviously, one of the major tasks for a new coach is to build a staff, and I'll get to some of your players, and of course, we'll learn a lot about them from their play. But the two assistants, your first hire was Justin Schultz. What can you tell us about the aspect of your program he handles and what it means to have him as one of your big-time assistants?
I can't say enough about Justin. He does all of our offense. And he was a big lefty hitter when he played. He played at UC Riverside. He also played in the Astros organization. And what I like about him is that he can get out on the field and he can swing with them. He makes things very simple. He's not complicated with our swings. He talks a lot about timing. I think his plans at the plate for the opponents are excellent.
Last August, you brought in Megan Lagenfield. Like you, she was a terrific player, an All-American here in the pack with UCLA, key cog on their 2010 national title team. She was Player of the Year. What kind of coach is she, and what are Megan's primary responsibilities?
Megan is a fierce competitor, and what I love is that she was a national champion in 2010. She knows the Pac-12. She knows that it's a tough conference. If you look at her championship, she pitched her team to the win and also hit the bomb to go ahead. So to me, Megan's my ringer. She's able to work with our pitchers, work with our defense, and also assist in hitting. And she's been there, done that, and our team really respects her.
Yeah, I remember her as a player. I mean, it was only 9 years ago. Couple final thoughts for Coach Lombardi. Obviously, you mentioned this league. I mean, it is a cutthroat conference. You're going to need somebody in the circle to silence some of those bats. Jordan transferred in from Virginia Tech. For folks who have not yet had a chance to see her, what kind of pitcher, what kind of competitor is she in the circle?
She flat-out competes, and I felt that from her from the first day I started talking with her on the phone, and then when she came on her visit. She's left-handed. She has really good movement on her ball, changes speeds well, and just she gets after it.
The last thing I wanted to ask you, obviously the roster turnover here was well documented. And, you know, you look at that roster, a lot of freshmen, a lot of underclassmen. But in April, UTEC and Haley Cruz, you have a couple of experienced Ducks who've accomplished a lot. Coach, what has it meant to have the veterans to kind of, you know, show the younger, newer players the, I guess I'd call it the Pac-12 ropes and, you know, what it means to be a Duck and part of this program?
The veterans, I can't say enough about. They've been great leaders on the field, off the field, obviously getting ready to go into the Pac-12. They'll have a lot of input with each weekend. But I love what they've been doing.
Folks, she is Melissa Lombardi, Duck softball coach. The season at Jane Sanders Stadium starts 6 o'clock tomorrow night, then noon Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday. It's the home opening series against a really strong Oklahoma State team. Coach, I appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend. And just getting started, look forward to talking more as the season moves along. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Steve.
All right, take care.